This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. President-elect Barack Obama appeared today at the National Governors Association Conference in Philadelphia. He promised to move quickly on an economic recovery plan.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was among those at that meeting. Just yesterday, he declared a fiscal emergency for California, a projected $28 billion, that's with a B, $28 billion deficit over the next year and a half.
The problem for Governor Schwarzenegger remains how to break the political gridlock among his legislators. From Sacramento, John Myers of member station KQED reports.
It's hard to escape the movie reference. For a man whose first big comedy was called Kindergarten Cop, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's reaction last week to the California legislature's inaction was priceless.
You could see it's like a kindergarten up there where they pointed fingers at each other. I told you this, I told you that, and all those kind of things. They did not live up to the challenge of what they ought to do.
Schwarzenegger has argued all year long that both parties should stop standing on principle and follow his lead, a combination of cuts in state spending and tax increases. The governor said Monday it's not a good solution, but it's the only solution.
I know this is a terrible time to raise taxes, but it is also a terrible time to make cuts in very important programs.
Schwarzenegger's fiscal emergency declaration starts a 45-day clock running at the State House in Sacramento. If legislators fail to pass budget solutions by then, they must stop work on all other issues until compromise is reached. The governor's plan, announced last month, includes an immediate $4 billion cut in public school funding and a sales tax increase totaling almost $11 billion by the summer of 2010. But that proposal found no support in the California legislature that adjourned last week. And even the new crop of legislators who took office Monday seem hesitant to jump on board. Instead, GOP lawmakers want to turn to something Schwarzenegger himself pitched years ago, streamlining state government. Mike Valines is the leader of Republicans in the California Assembly.
There's still a lot of wasted money. You have three departments in the state of California that all do something about pesticide regulation. Get rid of two, put it in one. Some things like that are symbolic. I know it won't be a huge cut, but when you start doing those things, then Californians say, okay, we're open to a discussion on other things.
It is not an answer to say, well, government just needs to be more efficient, therefore we're not going to solve the problem.
Daryl Steinberg is the new president pro tem of the California Senate. He admits several years of state budgets that relied on borrowing have made taxes and spending cuts that much harder to swallow. But he says talking about small fixes without a tax increase ignores the depth of the problem.
We're not going to see California go off the cliff. We're not going to do it. Not going to happen. Not going to happen under my watch.
State lawmakers are also faced with a new problem, a lack of cash. The economic crash has even further depressed tax revenues, so much that the state could run out of cash in February just to pay its monthly bills. Some have suggested the state get help from the federal government. Governor Schwarzenegger, who today is attending a national meeting of governors in Philadelphia, hopes to bend the ear of another attendee, President-elect Obama. The subject? Federal money for infrastructure projects, providing jobs and boosting California's economy.
We can put shovel into the ground literally the day after he becomes president. That's how ready we are. So we want to talk about that because if we do that and if we get federal money to build this infrastructure, that will put, tens of thousands of people to work.
Schwarzenegger even hearkened his call for government help in creating jobs to Franklin Roosevelt, a seemingly far leap for the Republican who has a bronze bust of Ronald Reagan in his office. Then again, these are challenging times, and Arnold Schwarzenegger prides himself on pragmatism, even if others sometimes see him in less flattering terms. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.